A stocking is one of the most recognized symbols for Christmas. Did you know the tradition of hanging stockings actually started from a nobleman named Nicholas in the 3rd century? He threw bags of gold down the chimney, and one happened to fall into a stocking that was drying by the fireplace. However, back then, houses had fireplaces because that was the only source of heat for the house. Nowadays, not all houses have a fireplace. What do you do if you don't have one? Let's get into that episode to show you 5 unique places to hang your stockings other than a mantle. Hi, it's Kasha McDaniel, and I am a home stager decorator, and you're listening to the Creative Home Podcast, where I talk about staging and decorating and all things associated with your home. So take a listen. Hey there, have you been to my Etsy shop, Willowbrook Printable? If you haven't, you should probably go check it out. I've got some great packing checklists, moving checklists, holiday things to think about, like if you're going to the beach and you need a beach packing list, or maybe you're taking an international trip and you need to make sure you grab all those international things that you're possibly going to need for your trip. Take a look at my Etsy shop, Willowbrook Printable. You will find so many different checklists to help make your life so much easier. There's even a Dear Santa page letter that the kids can write. There's a ski trip packing list. So if you're going to go skiing sometime this winter, that's a great spot to take a look and download instantly and use and edit right away. All right. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Creative Home Podcast. I am your host, Kasha McDaniel, and I'm totally into the Christmas spirit, I must say. My kids have helped me decorate the house. They're the ones that actually pushed me to get the bins down. They actually volunteered to get the bins down and start decorating the interior of the house. So yes, so if you aren't there yet, that's okay. Or maybe you've started and you just quite can't get there. I know this is like a multi-day type of thing for me. It's not all in one day. I wish, but I just get so tired after a little while and the kids get bored of it. So I'm like, that's fine. We'll just put these off to the side. And then when we have the energy again, we'll put some more stuff up, right? So yeah, so stockings, we love hanging our family stockings on our mantle. But like I said, let's face it, not all of us have a mantle to hang them on. Our house in Germany did not have a fireplace, but we had another unique place we could hang them up on. Now, I know some of you just love putting in like those stocking stuffers that you can find, you know, chapsticks and lip gloss and socks and whatever little things, little bundles you can stuff in a stocking. There's so many things you can put in there. It's that the, you know, the list goes on and on. And my kids just love, you know, getting stocking stuffers. They also love celebrating, once we lived in Germany, St. Nicholas Day, which is on December 5th, which they're like, wait, we get extra presents before Christmas? Hold on. Like, wait a second. You get an advent calendar, you want St. Nicholas Day and Christmas? Man, you guys are greedy. But anyway, I'm like getting off the topic here. So anyway, let's consider 5 non-traditional places to hang your stocking this year. So number one, you can hang them in your windows. Now, normally wreaths are found hanging in the windows, so why not stockings? Especially if you have unique ones, you know, maybe you have a whole bunch of them and they're just so much fun, right? They can bring some color and cheer as you look out on the winter weather, if you have winter weather. Here in North Carolina, not really, it just looks brown. There's not much snow. If it does snow, at least where we live in the mountains, sure, yes, that's a different story. We don't live in the mountains. We're in the middle, in the Piedmont, as they call it. So it's flat. We have lots of pine trees, but no snow to go with those pine trees. I know. So windows are a great place to hang them. Doesn't have to be the front windows. It can be the windows in the back, you know, maybe look out on the backyard or something like that. Maybe you have, you know, some French doors that look out And there's not much to look at because, like I said, it's maybe brown and not so pretty, but the stockings are a great punch of color. You just use those little adhesive, those that stick to the window, those little suction cups, you know what I mean? And hang the stockings there, make a little V shape, make a little a curve or something like that, put them in a staircase, way kind of going up, right? So yeah, lots of fun ways you can decorate your windows with stockings. And maybe you don't put up your stockings, but other stockings, maybe you've collected them over the years, right? That's a great place to put them. And plus they're so light, right? You can easily decorate your windows with stockings. Number two is the staircase railing. So this is what we had to deal with when we had our house in Germany. We had a staircase that was like an iron one, so it was a very contemporary house. And then the staircase went up and also down, so you can actually see up and down through the stairwell, if you will. So if you have a staircase, you can easily hang your stockings along the railing. You could be like all the way up along the railing. It depends on how the railing is. Is it, horizontal, or does it actually go up, as you go up? I know some of you love to do that kind of garland along the railing. That could be, the stockings can be hung with the garland too, So you can easily hang the stockings like an ornament. You can use ribbon, pretty, colored ribbons and stuff like that to go with it. But a staircase railing is another fun way to decorate and spruce up your house and hang the stockings, right? Another option for you, number three, is the foyer entrance. So maybe you have a bigger foyer area. Ours is kind of small in this house. We've had bigger ones before. And if you have like a coat closet, maybe you could hang them on the door of that coat closet with like adhesive hooks, or along the wall over like a bench or something like that, right? Maybe you have like a bookcase or something, and you can kind of hang it off of there, right? So that foyer entrance, as soon as you walk into the house, that could be something. Maybe you have a mirror there. Well, maybe take down the mirror and put the stockings there instead. Right? There's so many fun things, fun ways to just hang the stockings that everybody can see them and reach them, especially if you have little ones. Maybe they're like, whoa, all right, don't put them up too high because I can't reach them when, it comes to Christmas time, right? So yeah, so the foyer entrance is another great location where you can hang your stockings. Okay. Number four. This is an interesting one. So the back of a dining chair. Yeah. So if you have chairs in your dining room, or maybe just the eat-in kitchen or something like that, right? And everyone has their spot, right? You know it. It's an unwritten rule. Once you sit there, that's where you sit, right? Am I right? Right. So instead of like name tags on the table, right? Like if you've had a fancy dinner, right? Hang the stockings with their name on the back of the chair. And you can use a bright colored ribbon to wrap around the chair, kind of either thread it through, like if it has like a spindles through the back of the chair, you can use that to help hang it, or you can use an ornament hanger, you can use one of those like those suction cups again on the back of the chair. So many different ways to hang it, a stocking on the back of a dining chair. And that could be something that you can do even for if maybe you have a Christmas party, you're having, friends, family over, or whatever. That's another fun way to invite them to the table and find their seat, right? Maybe you have an adult's table and then the kids' table, in the different area. So that's just a fun way to have some color, uniqueness, and invite friends and family to celebrate with you. And that was one of our favorite things we had. Our neighbors was inviting them over for Christmas Eve dinner, because they're vegetarian, and we, as a Polish tradition, we don't eat meat on Christmas Eve. I don't know if you knew that. But yeah, so on Christmas Eve, we don't eat meat. So we had our vegetarian friends come over and eat dinner with us on Christmas Eve, and then we went over to their house on Christmas Day. So it worked out really nice because then we just, have each other's food, whatever they were making, whatever we were making, and it was just great fun. The kids loved hanging out because they had their own kids. So we had their kids, our kids playing around, running around, and it was just lots of fun that way. So back of the dining chair is another great way to hang your stockings. And then the last one is like in the guest room. I guess it's not necessarily a place where you would find everybody's stockings. It could be, something that you have if you have guests staying in your home, you can use a stocking to fill it with like goodies like soap or toothpaste, hand towels, those kind of razor, those kinds of things. Then you can hang it on the back of the bathroom door for some added color. Okay. So that's five things. So I guess the guest room doesn't really count. I'm like, I'm thinking what other there's so many places you can hang stockings around that don't get in the way of, everything else that you probably have decorated with holiday cheer, right? So yeah, so you could even do it on the back of the front door if you really wanted to. As soon as you come in, you open the door and there it is, And that way you can tell, the kid, the little kids, the little ones that, Santa doesn't have to go very far. It's right there at the door, right? Because they're probably wondering, well, how is Santa gonna get here? We don't have a fireplace, right? There you go, right on the back of the door. So there you go. That's a bonus one right there. So family time is so important this time of year, whether you have family or friends. Friends are our family too. It's not just blood relatives. It's our friends that we've made over the many, many years through the military. It's like time has not passed at all whenever we do see them. So it's important to spend some time with friends or family that you can, share a meal, have some laughs, play some games, do whatever you can to create memories and get your home ready for the holidays. So you can hang your stockings in the traditional spot or break tradition and spread some holiday cheer in other places in your home. So I hope this guide gives you some inspiration on where you can hang your stockings, what you can do with them, maybe add some more, or if it's maybe like a future celebration, like maybe you're, announcing a baby. There, here you go, got a little baby stocking, So that's always a fun way to do things too. So I hope you guys get inspired, like I said, and I hope you guys have a fabulous week. We'll talk to you later.